Hi, this is Angie here at Shine FM, and it's time for our community spotlight. These are things that are going on in and around our listening area that could affect you and your family. In the studio with me today, Mr. Dave Bezesko. He is with the United Way of Logan County. Every month we catch up on what's going on. We learn more about their partner agencies, and we're also going to find out what's going on actually with United Way and their campaign. So, good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Angie. How are you today?
Oh, I'm just fantastic.
Yeah, it's a beautiful morning.
Yeah, this is probably one of the last ones. I'm just letting you know right now.
We soak it in as we can. Absolutely. We have Tam Blakely with us. She's the mobility manager for Logan County. You're a mobility
manager. What is a mobility manager? Help
Tam,
me get around?
What is a mobility? She can help anybody get around. That's what she
I'm
does.
I'm feeling it in my body. I don't know what you're talking about, but go ahead.
She's a
new mobile device that we have here in Logan County.
I wish. What do I do? What is a mobility manager? Well, I learn what options for transportation are available in the county. I let people know what options are available, and I try and match them up with their best choices, and then I try and bring in new programs to meet gaps and needs that are in the county.
And so what we're doing here this morning, Angie, is to talk public transportation options in Logan County. And you think, you know, okay, you go somewhere like Columbus, and they got COTA, they got the bus system and things along those lines. You go to New York City, you got a subway, you got the taxis and things of that nature. So we don't have those things in Logan County per se, but we still do have public transportation options for people to get from point A to point B if you don't have a personal vehicle or if the one that you have is broken down. And so there are ways to get to work, to get to doctor's appointments and visits, to get to the store, just to go out and socialize and be with friends.
Well, you're right about rural counties having other challenges that urban areas don't have. They can call Uber, they can call Lyft. Somebody's always there. We do have Uber and Lyft, by the way. It takes a while for them to come out of county to get in, but that is a choice. But yes, the transit's wonderful. They do up to 100-mile radius. They are always taking people out of county to Columbus, Springfield, Lima for doctor's appointments. That's one of the two biggest needs is employment and medical, out-of-county medical.
RTC Services provides that, and so they have a fleet. How many vehicles? About 15 or thereabouts?
I think they're up to about 24 at this point.
How about that? 24 vehicles, and so you might see them riding around with the white van.
They're white, and it says RTC Services on the door with the phone number, so you can always call them and get more information. They run Monday through Friday from 5:30 a.m. to 10 p.m.
How about that? And so they'll come straight to your front door. So like normally you get public transportation, you go walk down to a bus stop or somewhere like. No, they come right to your door.
They're considered curb to curb. That's the type of service they give. They'll sit out and sit at the curb, and you come out and get in and go.
That's cool.
So up to 100-mile radius. Mm-hmm. How much does something like that cost?
Well, that just depends.
Yes, it does.
There's some supplemental funding options that they work with. United Way provides money for older adults to go to necessary shopping trips, to medical appointments, wherever they need to go.
$40,000 worth.
Yes.
Wait, how define older adults? Because I'm
60
feeling
60 and
it.
Up.
Oh, okay. Well,
so,
I'm far from away.
You're paying your own way.
I'm paying my own way.
I just have you know, I can now ride for free. But it's a wonderful service. And the thing is, $40,000 sounds like a lot, but it's not.
No,
because
it goes,
they go through it very, very quickly.
And it's not that expensive. I mean, you could go one way in Bell Fountain for what? It's like in Logan County, if you stay in county, isn't it about a $3 or $4 trip?
$4.
How about that? So for $4, you could go from Russell's Point to West Mansfield if you had to.
That's
very reasonable. But if you're over 60, or if you are a person with a disability, then there are supplemental funding options available to you.
And we'll talk more about those and more about other things in terms of public transportation in a little bit.
So this morning we're doing our community spotlight, and in the studio with me, United Way of Logan County's Dave Bezesko. Hello again.
Hey, good morning, Angie.
We are talking about mobility, and we're not talking about personal mobility. We're talking about transportation.
Yeah.
And it is true. I had an exchange student once who said, how do I get to the school? And we lived in over by Fairbanks, and we lived in Milford Center. And I said, well, you know, it's a ways.
Yeah, not close.
You're not going to take a bus. He's like, there's no buses here. And I'm like, no buses. You're in the rural area. If you don't have a horse, you're done. Right?
Right.
So how do we get around and get to appointments and get to work?
And obviously, if that's a challenge, if you don't have a personal vehicle or a personal vehicle that works, and yet we do have public transportation options in Logan County, if you know where to look for them. And Tam Blakely certainly knows that. She's the mobility manager for Logan County. We've already hinted at RTC Services, which does its thing with a fleet of about 20 plus vehicles that they can take folks to the store, to work, to medical visits, and can do the 100-mile-an-hour radius. But, Tam, there's other services out there.
100-mile-an-hour, 100-mile radius.
You get there very quickly.
It's okay. Thank you. Just wanted to be
specific. Like transport, yeah, I got it.
Well, RTC Services is public transit in Logan County, but we do also have a couple private providers. There's L&L Transit, and there is Superior Transportation. So they are both available if you're interested. And we do have Lyft and Uber. If you go to, I do have a website, by the way, www.logancountyrides.com. All the information for Logan County is on that site. So you can go there, you can send me a message, you can get my phone number, you can call me, and I can tell you everything that's on the website. So.
LoganCountyRides.com. And the neat thing about it is that there's no reason for someone to feel like they can't get somewhere.
There really isn't. And say you have money issues and the support that you need, RTC Services can't get you to where you need to go. If you call me, I can sometimes coordinate different types of transportation to work together to get you where you need to go. So that's just kind of the essence of mobility management right there.
You're the troubleshooter.
Whenever, more or less.
Yeah, absolutely. And you try to figure out how to help get people to from point A to point B. Now, one of the things that happened as a result of COVID shutdowns back in the spring was that we identified and you helped come up with a new program, a new need that in our community. It was a free grocery delivery service that with United Way Help and RTC's action, we started.
It's great. I when it started, all the calls were coming into me, and that's one of the most enjoyable things I have done in a long time is talk to all those older adults. It was a lot of fun. Some of the calls did last a long time because I was helping them get on the Kroger website and get their accounts together. But that was challenging. It was fun. And there's so many people that used it. It was really needed.
And it continues to this day. So if you're 60 or over in Logan County, that's the only qualification that's there. A free grocery service delivery. How does that work?
Well, what you should do first is call RTC Services and check with them about their openings. Mm-hmm. And then call your grocery store or place your order with Walmart or Kroger and choose one of those times that RTC gave you so that they can get your groceries to you when they're able to.
But the neat thing is that that's fairly flexible and available.
It is.
And the neat thing is that, it's helping people with either A, the idea that we can't get out because of COVID or don't want to go in public. But or the other thought is, it's just convenient as heck.
It is, and especially with winter coming up. Yeah. You don't want to go outside.
No.
Or maybe if you're older, you don't feel comfortable driving. You may have a vehicle, but you just don't feel comfortable driving, and they'll bring it right to your door.
Or you just are lazy and don't want to go to the store. That's fine, too.
I never feel that way.
I mean, it's a beautiful thing.
Well, who are you talking about?
Yeah, right? And have it come to you. And honestly, for RTC, this is a beautiful thing because normally you transport a senior citizen to the store. So they start at the garage, go to a senior's home somewhere out in the county, transport them to the store, wait on them at the store, drive them back out to their home in the county, and then back to the garage.
Absolutely.
In this case, they go straight from the garage, store, your house, back.
And they're done.
It saves a trip.
Yeah.
And it's less to transport the stuff than it is the person itself in terms of liability.
Sometimes it can be a lot easier.
Yeah?
Yes.
So basically, if anybody has any questions about how to get around in Logan County, call you.
Call me, and you can call me at 937-539-3351 or check out LoganCountyRides.com.
And you have 211 as well?
211 is on it, so you can also call 211 and get the same information.
All right. And this morning, we are doing our community spotlight, finding out what's going on with the United Way of Logan County. Dave Bezesko is here, executive director extraordinaire. So what's going on with the United Way? I know you guys are in the campaign season.
This has been a tricky one, Angie. It's been challenging, to say the least. We are currently running at 62% of our $1 million goal here in Logan County. And, you know, that is behind last year's pace by about $150,000 if you compare date to date. It's hard to do that. Timing of the different reports or different when certain workplaces run or some of your different projects. But nonetheless, it's going slower
than you would like.
Would like, yes, especially because we're getting toward the holidays here and Thanksgiving and got to wrap it up here by year end.
I know that you've probably racked your brain to try to think of why that is happening.
No, it's pretty obvious to me. I think, you know, when we think about how we are in Logan County back in the spring, no community, no county in the state was as impacted by the shutdowns, the furloughs that occurred during the springtime when COVID hit, as Logan County was. 31% of unemployment rate in Logan County. Now, that's, you know, cleared up quite a bit. I mean, last time we checked, we were back below state average. We were around 7%. But still, the impact has been such that in a number of our workplaces where they have traditionally supported United Way and done so very strongly, I mean, we still have campaigns going on, but the giving has not been as robust in some of those workplaces that, you know, they were affected by the shutdown.
Yes, definitely.
In the ones that weren't, we're seeing incredible giving. Individual giving this year has been incredible. And so people who are giving and giving big, and things are still going all right. We're still within striking range of achieving the goal of $1 million for the third year in a row. And, you know, the thought, too, is that we had an incredible, I call it the December to remember, last year to finish up our 2019 campaign. And something tells me that when we get toward the year end here and the year end giving and some, you know, of that we're gonna be okay, and heck, God provides.
Right,
we know that, don't we?
Yes,
we know that. You know, the worst case scenario I think right now is we're tracking out in the range of $925,000 to $950,000, which would put us about 12% lower than what we achieved last year. By the same token, 92% to 95% of goal.
Yeah.
When we were in school, Angie, that was an A.
I don't know what that's like.
Well, I'm not saying we achieved it in school, but I know other kids, when they got a 95% on their report card, their grade,
that
was a good grade. That was an A, and we would be more than thrilled with that and be able to move forward into the
following. But the problem is, then you have to figure out how to, you know, trim.
Yeah.
Because the needs don't change.
No,
the needs
don't.
Are even more this year.
And that is a challenge. One of the things that has come about, it's also not only the time to figure out how to raise our money, and we're in the campaign, heart of campaign. We're in the allocation season as well. Our allocations committee is currently reviewing the funding requests from the agencies around Logan County, and we would have to raise $1.26 million. To fully fund all the agency requests this year.
Wow.
Which obviously isn't going to happen. The other thought would be that we're looking at, you know, having to probably trim, like you just said, roughly $300,000 out of those funding requests. So
okay.
And they're worthy. You look at them and it's like, okay, there's some pie in the sky here. Or there's some that's like, okay, that'll never be realistic. But you don't know unless you ask. You got to ask, right?
Yes.
But for the most part, you know, this will be a tough year. I've always wondered, you know, what's more difficult, raising the money or spending the money in terms of, you know, the volunteers.
Right.
You know, you have volunteers that sometimes have done both, you know, in terms of the work of United Way. And the volunteers on the allocations committee will tell you it's figuring out how to spend the money because, you know, that is a difficult thing to, you know, have a worthy project in front of you and say, hey, if you don't fund it, it's not going to happen. And
you have to
make the decision to
say
no.
So we can all give how?
You can give at uwlogan.org, uwlogan.org. www.unitedway.org. Or if and when the United Way campaign is coming around to your workplace, and we have a number of them ongoing right now in large workplaces in Logan County, you know if it's happening, right?
Yes.
AGC, Net Gain, Power Built's getting ready to start this coming week. Marker Construction kicks off tomorrow. We've got over 60 workplaces in Logan County doing the traditional United Way campaign where you can give by way of payroll deduction. And then the other opportunity, like I said, you can give yourself at uwlogan.org. Your business can get involved United Way as well. If you're not currently having that opportunity for your staff, your coworkers, your employees, you can get a campaign started, and you can give us a call at 592-2886, 592-2886.
All right, uwlogan.org as well, correct?
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Dave, for coming in this morning and giving us kind of an update on what's going on.
You bet.
I'm sure people are going to get generous.
I know it.
All right. That is our community spotlight for November for the United Way. And we're going to get back to the music.
We're community supported Shine FM.